And we'll meet you back here tomorrow for more Morning Show at WFHR, where we are a locally grown radio.
News, talk, and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Los Angeles, where city workers have joined striking actors, writers, and hotel employees on picket lines. Correspondent Mark Strassman is at LAX.
Strikers are up bright and early. We're also hearing there's a caravan that could be driving around the airport to disrupt traffic, which is bound to tick some people off. But hundreds of thousands of workers, just like these folks, are around the country, are just demanding higher wages and benefits.
The 24-hour workout delays garbage pickup. Custodians have stopped cleaning public bathrooms. At least some public school pools, that is, are closing. The mayor says city emergency police and firefighting services will continue. Heavy thunderstorms turned deadly along the East Coast. One person in Alabama was killed by a lightning strike. Another in South Carolina hit by a falling tree. This woman in Knoxville, Tennessee, grabbed her dog.
I noticed the shift in the rain and the wind, and my power flickered. And at that point, you know, I just grabbed him, and we got in the bathtub.
About 300,000 customers still have no power. An update on a massive brawl with racial overtones. CBS's Jim Krasula reports.
Several arrest warrants have been issued related to a fight along the riverfront in Montgomery, Alabama that quickly escalated. Videos show a group of white people attacking a black dock worker after he asked them to move their pontoon boat. Several of the man's co-workers came to his defense.
Just in from the Caribbean, the U.S. Embassy in Haiti says it has